This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The National Weather Service in Boulder says at least four tornadoes touched down on Colorado's eastern plains yesterday afternoon. Bennett resident Mark Farber lost his machine shop and home.
Everything's a total loss. That building was worth about $250,000, and it's gone.
At least 19 homes were damaged near Elizabeth. In the Bennett area, another 17 structures were hit. Some homes were stripped down to their studs, and debris was scattered across yards. Meanwhile, five El Paso County law enforcement officers were injured over the weekend while responding to a domestic disturbance at a home in Monument. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says two officers and three sheriff's deputies were entering the location of a barricaded suspect when there was an explosion, which authorities believe he caused. The five injured officers were treated at nearby hospitals and released. The suspect was also hospitalized with burns. The city of Denver is suing the Trump administration for rescinding $40 million in FEMA funding. FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The grant money was approved and the city has already spent it. It was earmarked to help new migrants in Denver. Mayor Mike Johnston.
They just wanted to reverse the policy of the grant we'd already received, and we're suing over that to get those dollars back. And we're prepared to sue affirmatively on a number of these issues where we think that it's clear that that's not the government's purview to deny taxpayers their own tax resources when we're not in violation of any laws.
Johnston says the city will not be bullied into signing on to executive orders from the Trump administration that conflict with Denver's values just to get basic federal funding. This is CPR News at 7:06.